Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Running as the Republican candidate for county executive against Dr. Sam Page. And Paul, welcome back.
Good morning, 97.1 Nation. Good morning to you guys.
Yes, sir. You know, there's a lot on the line here, Paul, and I have to be honest with you. When I drive home in the evening, I see your signs all over the place out toward West St. Louis County. That's a good sign for you.
Well, good thing is that we have great people in the community that have taken the issue up. You know, the problem is that they woke the sleeping beast in St. Louis County. There's a group of people that would turn on their television and just say, yeah, I don't like what happened today, and then they'd move on. Those people aren't moving on anymore. That is not my campaign, believe it or not. They're putting those signs up in West County. That's citizens that are sick and tired. They're contacting us saying, where can we get signs? Where can we drop lit? Where can we make a call? And it's honestly, it's refreshing. It's refreshing that people are understanding that your county executive actually has more authority over you than your president or even your governor in this state. And taking the time to say, is Sam Page doing a good job? You know, I was on KMOX, your sister station, yesterday, and I said something to the effect of, I don't think that Sam Page is a mass murderer. Okay, that's one thing we do in politics. We love to sensationalize what the other person's done. But the problem is, and I think he's done some bad things, but I don't think he's a murderer, right? I don't think he is just the worst guy that I've ever met in my life in the bail bonds industry. But Sam Page would do us all a favor, since he's so interested in COVID, go back to medicine and let us run the county. Because Sam Page has done nothing for economic development. What word has he said against the fund the police? You know, you want to know who Sam Page is, go on his website, and we never do this as candidates, right? But I'm going to encourage you to go on his website and look at his endorsement list. One lady was arrested in that's a politician, was arrested in the middle of Ferguson. One person was with the group that was walking down the street protesting the McCluskeys. You know, and these are city politicians. Some of them are my friends. Okay, but I'm not taking their endorsements. You see, there's a difference. Okay, when you get endorsed by somebody, you're supporting the things that they support. And when you have Sam Page kneeling with Black Lives Matter, but will not go and say one mumbling word to defend the law enforcement, you as the St. Louis County voter have to decide. Now, Mark, there's something I've been itching to bring up. Okay, my grandmother told me once that. Even a broke clock is right twice a day, okay? I was floored to see the editorial board of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch actually agree with Paul Berry III in my campaign, even though they wouldn't mention my name, that Sam Page working as a doctor violates the charter. They've been making this spin on how he has to keep hours, to keep his medical license. That's not true. You have to have 50 hours of continuing education, and you're not paid for continuing education. You actually pay for it. Sam Page says, well, we looked at this, and, you know, we just felt like, no. lighted person is not allowed to work a second job. Parson is not allowed to work a second job. Trump, with all of his businesses, does not work those businesses on a day-to-day basis at all, or in any way. His kids are running the businesses, as we know. So this idea that the Post-Dispatch, and, you know, people were cheering that, and you know what I said? I said, oh, my God, they're getting ready to lie on me good. Because if they – and you and I know this, Mark, because we've been working in media, because what they're going to want to say is, well, you know, we talked about same page on Tuesday, but on Thursday, this is why – so I want you guys to ignore this. And I'm just going to say, if you believe verbatim that what the Post-Dispatch says about any candidate or anything in politics, then I'm not your candidate. Don't even waste your time. Go vote for Sam Page. Vote for shutdowns. Vote for the CARES Act money that he's messing around. Vote for his vetoes. Don't vote for me, okay? But if you understand the media lies, okay, then I'm your candidate.
Well, you know, talk to me a little bit about your endorsements, because place you need to pick up a lot of votes is going to be in North County, and you've got a coalition of mayors and elected leaders in North County that have endorsed you, correct?
Well, absolutely. So we have the Fannie Lou Hamer Coalition, which was founded by Hazel Irby, which are local state reps and mayors and older people. But the one thing that I am proud of is that I also have the endorsement of not only former St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch and councilmen, I also have the endorsement of all the state reps and senators in St. Louis County. So we have what I would call a coalition of politicians that may not agree with each other all the time, but they recognize two things. Number one, my ability to bring the county together. When North County, okay, endorsed me, the main thing that one of the mayors was telling me, his name's James McGee, very respected mayor of City of Vernita Park. He said, Paul, you have got to bring us together. He says, there's one thing I can say. You know how to talk to people in South County and get them to understand what's going on up here, because we can't fix this as just being part of the county. We need the whole county to help us with the crime and the jobs. That is the silent majority of African-American voters that I'm looking for. If you throw piss and batteries at cops, you're not going to vote for me. I'm a back the blue guy. There's no question about it. I wear it on my shoulder. But the silent majority wants somebody to do something about crime. Crime is up 19%. Suicides are up 30% in St. Louis County. There's death going on, and everybody, you know, and Sam Page gets up there like Moses every morning and has a fake press conference where he's talking about what he's going to do. No, Sam Page has used the CARES Act funds at every step of the way to win this election. And I say that if he wants to come on your show and argue it, I'll be back. But I'm sure he won't. That's the problem. We have just gotten to the point where North County is just, they know they can't make it 2 years. Okay. There's not a question. And in a presidential cycle where these same politicians, just like your friend, Keith Antone Willis, right? Great guy, right? We all like him. We don't agree on politics. He hates Trump. Guess what? North County politicians hate Trump. But with all that being said, they are not even looking at party right now. They're looking at survival.
Right.
And they know economic-wise, they cannot survive under Sam Page, and they have given me the sword to take them out.
Well, I hope that happens, Paul, and we already know we're going to see some record voter turnout. That's going to be a key as well. So good luck, my friend.
Absolutely. One other thing I want to say, vote, vote, and vote, okay? It's not just about me. It's about Andrew Kanick. It's about Ann Wagner. I don't always agree with Ann Wagner and everything, but I put it on the scale. What do I want? Do I want Jill Shoup as my congresswoman? No. So make sure you vote Ann Wagner, Andrew Kanick. The rest of the team, it looks like we got them covered. Those are the two you got to focus on, St. Louis County. Thank you.
A great point, my friend. Thank you. Paul Berry III there, running for St. Louis County Executive. Get out there, vote, let him know. Vote, vote, vote.
Get more at 971talk.com.